Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back. Sports Radio WIP. It is not the WIP Midday Show on their normal schedule. It is Kyle Quinn, however, just on the other side of the glass, hanging out with Buzz Wilson, Caleb Flieger. Did I say that right?
Caleb did. Feger.
Nailed it. Okay. So 215-592-9494. We got a lot going on today. We're talking about, you know, some people left over that want to talk about the Saquon record and the decision to sit him. I started the show today a little bit worried that Jalen Hurts is going to be rusty going into the postseason. He is not playing. In fact, he did not even clear the concussion protocol today, according to Nick Sirianni, who spoke earlier. So, just, and if you were about to panic or sound the alarm bells or drive off the road after hearing that, maybe this will help ease your concerns. So Elliot Shore Parks tweeted this just a little bit ago. He says, my opinion on the Jalen Hurts concussion situation is I don't think there's any reason for fans to worry he might miss time in the playoffs until next Wednesday. So next Wednesday is the key day, he says. And he also adds that he'd be very surprised if he misses next week. So Elliot, I hope you're right, buddy. That does not, however, ease my concern that he might be a little bit rusty going into the postseason. So we got that. Also, the reports, rumors that Sirianni's job could be hanging in the balance. If he does not win, well, I guess what, if they get eliminated after the first round of the playoffs, you know, I think that's more reasonable than maybe the expectations that I have set, that I think this season might just end up being a failure to a lot of fans if the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And I just want to illustrate something to you about next season, because I think we're all hit with the reality after the 2022 season that it's not very easy to just go right back the next season. It's rare that that happens, and I think there's plenty of reason to think that, you know, it could happen. There's also plenty of reason to think it may not next season, like that this Eagles team is going to be here to stay and that they're going to do this again. One, the fact that, you know, nobody really wins this division back to back. I think that's less of a big deal. The Eagles could very easily just do that and put that trend to bed next season. But think about it this way. Saquon Barkley, do you expect another 2,000-yard season from Barkley next year with all the touches that he got?
No one's ever done it twice. Right. Like, it's very, very difficult. So, there's a reason it's only been done 9 times.
Yep. And then, look, I agree with everybody and that the fact that this defense is young, right? They look like they're going to be around for quite a while. Vic Fangio's here to retire, like the Jim Johnson type thing, where he's not looking for a head coaching job anywhere. This is his final stop, so we don't have to worry about him going anywhere. But look, I mean, the Eagles are going to have to make some contract decisions on the defensive side of the ball soon. I mean, these are young guys, but that also means that they're controllable money-wise. Jalen Carter's going to probably get a massive payday at some point. He might not be able to keep Milton Williams this season. Zach Bond, who, you know, many people have put in the defensive player of the year conversation, he can end up being gone after this year, too. So nothing is really guaranteed when it comes to that buzz. But I want to read you the Eagles' opponents, their scheduled opponents for next season. Yeah. Tell me if, you know, I get it's early on and we won't know as much about these teams until really we see the rubber meet the road next season. I'll read you our home opponents and our away opponents and grade the difficulty on a scale of 1 to 10 for me here. Home opponents, the Cowboys, the Giants, the Commanders.
As always.
As always. Chicago Bears, not very difficult so far. Lions, Broncos, Raiders, and the Rams, who have officially won the NFC West. Those are the home opponents. Away opponents, Cowboys, Giants, Commanders, the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings, the Kansas City Chiefs, the L.A. Chargers, the Buffalo Bills, as they have won the AFC East, and then the winner of the NFC South, which, as it currently stands, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where you can end up seeing the Falcons with Michael Penix in his second year, maybe coming into his own. That seems like a really tough schedule next year, Buzz. Do you not agree?
So really quick, I was just jotting this down as you were saying that. So they have the entire NFC North, the entire AFC West.
Yes.
They will play the winner of the NFC South, mm-hmm. right now the Buccaneers, in Tampa, in Atlanta, whichever yep. one it ends up being. They will play the winner of the NFC West, which is the Rams at home. And the extra AFC game, can you quickly figure out who it is?
It's the Bills. Bills are the extra AFC game.
And that is in Buffalo.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's a tough gauntlet of
a brutal.
Now, and then the other thing here, we were talking about this pre-show as well, is that at some point here, I'm not exactly sure on the specifics on this, but at some point here, the 18-game, it's a matter of yeah. when, not if, the 18-game schedule is coming, which will only add another tough game.
That'd be a first-place team.
Yeah, so like as of right now, for anyone who doesn't know how the schedule works, like you rotate which division in your own conference you play, you rotate which division in the other conference you play. Because the Eagles finished in first place, they get a first-place team in the NFC South, a first-place team in the NFC West, and a first-place team in the AFC East, which is the Bills. Yep. This is another tough game. Whereas, say, the Giants this year finished in last place, they're going to get the last-place teams in those respective divisions. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, if they add an 18th game, maybe they end up playing the 18th game. Like, I think it's supposed to be another AFC game.
Right, so let's, and that's probably another division winner,
so
you would
first
think.
First-place
right?
team in the AFC South or North. So you're looking at...
Yeah, maybe. That could be the Texans, right? Which
could also be the Ravens.
Yeah, right.
And just last thing, and this is getting a little too in the weeds on it, but right now, the NFL season has been 17 games for the last 4 years. I would imagine they want to try and do that 18-game switch after an even year. As of right now, all of the AFC and NFC owners have hosted the same number of games, you know, with some exceptions. The Eagles only hosted 8 games this year instead of 9 because Brazil was technically a home game. But if they make this switch after next year, then all the AFC owners would have gotten one extra game. So I would imagine they want to do this. This was year 4 after year 4, year 6, year 8. So it's coming. And all to illustrate the fact that the Eagles finishing in first place in the NFL, it's only going to make things more yeah. and more difficult each and every year. All the more reason that the Eagles have the Lombardi Trophy staring them in the face right now. Yep. You got to give yourself every advantage to do it.
Big opportunity to get the Super Bowl this season, next year, not guaranteed. I mean, essentially, just to boil it down in the most simplistic form, it's a first-place schedule and the two best divisions in football this year.
Like, the Bills is tough.
Yeah.
Like that's in Buffalo,
yep.
too. That is a game that, assuming Josh Allen is playing, I can almost guarantee the Bills will be favored in.
Probably. That is just from the way it looks right now. Obviously, subject to change. A lot of things will change from now until then. But that's a toughie, man. So we'll get right back to your phone calls in a bit. We will also do Guess the Takes. Twitter question sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. The Twitter question, are you worried about Jalen Hurts being rusty in the first round of the playoffs? Pretty close to 50-50 here, Boz. We got ourselves a good one. 54%. Have you seen the results of this so far?
I have not.
Okay, would you like to guess where the people are coming down on this? It is close to 50-50.
I would guess that 54... So you already kind of tipped your hand a little bit. 54% are saying that they are worried that he's rusty.
Yep. You nailed it, my friend, with a little bit of help from me. Some
yes.
really good hints there.
I think I would have guessed pretty close to 50-50, though. I don't think it helped that much. That's
no,
where
no.
I would have guessed.
Yep. All right, so your calls on that, the Sirianni stuff, and you know, and how you might look back on this season. If the Eagles now do not end up winning the Super Bowl after refusing to go for the NFL rushing record, Matt in Reading, PA, wants to talk about that rushing record and the decision to sit Saquon. Matt, what's going on, dude?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Good. So, really quick, I'm taking notes here so I don't forget all my thoughts, but just reflecting.
Good call,
really
preparation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to. I mean, I've been sitting here talking, waiting for an hour. That's how much I love you guys.
Wow,
but
appreciate it.
Long, long story short is just my notes. Super Bowl. I mean, we got a tough road ahead of us, whether Jalen's there or not. I think the rushing record with the talent we have with Saquon is almost a guaranteed one. Just looking back, the only person to do it twice, you guys said, you know, when's the last time only 9 players have ever hit 2,000 yards? Mm. Barry Sanders came close twice. Mm. But looking at, you know, just looking here is Saquon. I feel like Saquon needs to get some touches. In regards to the Jalen Hurts is, and I agree with Seth Joyner's point earlier in the show, is I think you play it like a week 3 of preseason. You know, Jalen gets some snaps, refresh him. Maybe,
but that's not how this team handles week 3 of preseason anymore. That's like what used to be their mentality. But this team doesn't play guys when they don't need to. They just don't.
Sure. I think you need to get the guy fresh, though. Just keep him familiar and fresh. Jalen's offense isn't the same as Kenny Pickett's, you know. And maybe that all falls on Howie. Like, hey, we had a chance that we scooped up Kenny Pickett, former first-round draft pick. If Jalen goes down, Kenny's going to lead us to victory. Kenny has some talent, you know. But when you have Kenny Pickett out there, it's not the same guy as having, you know, the offense isn't on the same page as having Jalen Hurts out there. And that's what I saw, you know, when Jalen went down and Kenny came out. Kenny did a phenomenal job,
yep,
minus that, you know, the first 3 plays he threw an interception or whatever. But, I mean, he held his own. But I think the offense is used to, like, a Jalen-style quarterback.
Yeah, look, and Matt, I agree with you. Like, in the perfect world for me, I would have wanted to see Jalen go out there, knock some rust off, the O-line go out there to protect Jalen, and help Saquon Barkley go get the record. I mean, like, you know, we can scream till we're blue in the face. It's falling on deaf ears. It's crying over spilt milk at this point. I get it. It stinks. Like, I'm totally with you. I would have loved to see them go for that record there, Matt. I do appreciate the call, my friend. Did you want to give us something that's long overdue?
I'll tell you what, really quick.
Yep.
We're 4 yards away. Four yards away from Saquon getting number 6. Oh. 23 yards away from him being top 5 all time. When's the last time you said, who's your top 8 in discussion?
You know, and I think 5 or 9 to me doesn't make a difference. It's the number 1.
You ain't first, you last.
Yeah.
Sure. But it'd also be pretty sweet to say I passed Barry Sanders with 49 yards.
Yeah, that one I think matters probably more to Saquon individually than it does Eagles fans. Eagles fans want the record, you know what I mean? So
haven't seen in a long time. Joel Embiid giving 100% on defense.
Oh, man. Nice little parting shot at the Sixers and Joel Embiid. You got to respect that. All right, 215-592-9494. In case you missed it, we're also looking for something you think is long overdue. Buzz, for some ungodly reason, wants a big snowstorm.
Just give me one.
In the city of Philadelphia. I'm adamantly against that.
Just give me 6 inches of snow just once.
I'm totally out on that. I just can't stand the winter in general.
Did you like it as a kid? Like, when?
No.
Not even as a kid?
No,
like,
I mean, well,
you like snow days?
I liked snow days, sure, but I didn't like, you know, I wasn't like... I don't think I was itching to go outside and play in the snow, if I recall correctly. You know, I'm sure I'll get a text from one of my parents or something
that actually loved the snow.
You used to love the snow. Liar.
I, in high school, we would go out and play snow football every time we had a snow
day.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the best.
I mean, I do remember going sledding and stuff, and maybe I played in my front yard or whatever and made snowmen and stuff like that. But maybe that's something that
I grew out of.
Yeah, I'm totally done with it. And, you know, well, I think... I get it. It's been a little bit of a while. I think I could do it.
Give me a winter wonderland.
Yeah, sure. I think the best thing we could possibly see one winter and in the summer is a season where the Flyers have a legitimate shot at the Stanley Cup. That, in my mind, is long overdue. We'll do Guess the Takes in just a couple minutes. First, let's talk to my buddy, Andy, in Westchester, once again on this Hurt stuff and Saquon going for the record. Andy, what's up, my brother?
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, sir.
Got it just in before the buzzer.
Just to, you guys were talking earlier about how much you sound like each other. Mm. I called into the afternoon show one time, and they were doing a remote, And I guess, Buzz, you were doing, you were producing from the studio. And I said, oh, Kyle, why are you still working?
Oh, that was like last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, this is recently.
A while ago, but either way.
My own uncle, my own girlfriend think that when they hear me, it's Kyle.
That's
on.
Tough,
it's a tough look.
Yeah,
but anyway, the Hurts thing, I'm not worried at all about him being rusty. I don't know. I think people worry too much. And Kyle, I can't believe you're on this side of it. You're always on the people worry too much thing.
I'm in the plant-based chair today, Andy.
You are.
He's gone soft.
So, yeah, but what I'm laughing at thinking about you're about to do Guess the Take is next week if Tanner McKee has a good game Sunday, people call for him to start in the playoffs.
You know there'll be one or two.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
There'll be Gilio's lead on Wednesday.
Yeah. Joe's a Kenny guy, actually. So.
Yeah, but I just hope that Hurts isn't for real hurt and that they're just trying to protect him. But
I agree with you. Look, if Jalen's not ready for week one of the season, I saw week one of the postseason. I saw the hypothetical spread for the Eagles and Packers game. Eagles -3. Eagles being at home. I wonder what that might look like if it's not Jalen Hurts and it's Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee.
Packers likely favored.
I would have to think so.
I would think
they'll have the better quarterback. Maybe the better coach.
I think Pickett's even, he's going to be questionable. So,
Who knows? Yeah, you're right. The ribs, he could be out in an instant, too.
It's just fun. But I was thinking also about, it's kind of a crazy thought, but I think it would be interesting if they started the second half with Saquon. Let
wear him down a little, and then Saquon in the second half where he thrives, he can just do 101 yards there.
That's a race against time. I mean, what if you got a yard short, you got 1 second left, you call a timeout to make sure he handed the ball.
I remember Ben Simmons in college once got suspended for a half for like poor grades. What a sham that was.
Well, you wish that Saquon could have gone for this record, I'm assuming, Andy.
Yeah, but at the same time, I just wanted to get an answer, and once it was announced, I was okay with it.
Yeah, I'm accepting my fate here, even though, I don't have to be happy about it. I'm not very disappointed. Yeah. Sirianni and I are not on speaking terms currently. I'm sleeping on the couch.
It's complicated.
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated. I'm changing my Facebook status, too. It's complicated.
Well, hopefully you guys work it out.
Yep, I'm with you. Andy, buddy, give me something that is long overdue.
Okay, well, it's a WIP thing. Uh-oh. I need, and I've mentioned it to you before, I need the Herb and OG Wade show.
I don't think Rod's jumping at the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm really actually kind of surprised that during this like holiday break here a little bit from the main shows, you guys were in the day after the Commanders game on the 23rd and then the day after the Cowboys game on the 30th, that between all this, all these fill-in times, that instead of me and Rob Ellis on New Year's Day, it wasn't Herb and OG Wade.
Yeah, that's a good time for, if you're someone like OG Wade,
it's a good time opportunity to cut your teeth.
Yeah, and spread your propaganda a little bit more to some of the fill-ins and all of that. Sorry, Cam, I don't think I prepared you for the Guess the Takes intro. You don't have to play it if you don't have it. No worries here. But Buzz, Caleb and I are going to do this little game we like to play on a Football Friday. It is called Guess the Takes, and just to sort of set the stage here in case you are new to the show, this is not we're guessing what our takes are going to be next week, although Hugh likes to cheat and put out a take that he's just going to say the
projects
next week.
Projects his own takes,
so that he, nails it for one. But essentially we're thinking of you wake up next week, Monday morning, after all of the NFL action, and you turn on Get Up or First Take or whatever, what are those guys talking about in terms of NFL storyline? So I'll let Buzz, you go first. I know it's a tough week, man, week 18, and not too many big storylines going besides just like seeding and maybe one or two teams trying to get into the postseason here. What's everyone going to be talking about next week after watching this Sunday of NFL action?
Yeah, so the game of the weekend is the Sunday night game, the Vikings at the Lions for the number one seed in the NFC. The winner will win the NFC North, will get the first round bye in the NFC. The loser drops down to the 5 seed and is going on the road to either face the Rams or whoever wins the NFC South. So big drop off for whoever wins that game.
Massive.
I would say, I think it's fair to say that the, so both of these teams come in with 14 wins. They're 14-2 as of right now. The winner will go to 15-2, loser to 14-3. I think it's fair to say that the Vikings are one of, if not the most under-talked about 14-win teams ever.
Yeah.
And I think regardless of whether they win this game or not, I think it's going to be a close one. Lions favored by 3, which means they're basically just getting, you know, their favorites because they're at home. I think this Vikings team on a national stage shows up, shows out. Sam Darnold proves, you know, he's for real, as if he needs to really further prove it, but shows on a national stage, last game of the regular season, he's legit. And whether they're the one seed and then the NFC runs through Minnesota, or even they're the five seed, and again, they're going on the road, probably as favorites to LA or Tampa or Atlanta. Everyone on Monday is going to be saying the Vikings are the team you do not want to see in the NFC. That's the cliche that gets thrown around a lot this time of the year.
Team to beat?
Who's the team you don't want to see? I think we're going to be hearing that the Vikings are the team no one wants to see in the NFC.
They're scary, man. I mean, because they're healthy. Sam Darnold's playing really well, and Brian Flores has done a great job on that defense. Just full disclosure, hand up. Vikings were a team that I had pegged as being one of the worst teams in football this season before the year started.
Yeah, well, they might win their 15th game.
Yeah.
Talk about
having a bad take there. Caleb, you got, what do you think people are going to be talking about next week when you turn on ESPN? What are they talking about the NFL?
Yeah, so as of right now, the MVP race for the NFL, everyone's talking about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, which is rightfully so. Both of them are having terrific seasons. But I think if the Bengals find a way to squeeze into that seventh spot wild card in the AFC, that Joe Burrow next week will be the MVP of the NFL. Because if you look at it, right now Joe Burrow has 4,600 yards passing, 42 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. And if you look at Josh Allen, Lamar's numbers, they're great, but they're not even sniffing what Joe Burrow's putting up right now. So for the Bengals to get in the playoffs, they need the Dolphins to lose to the New York Jets in New York, and then they need Carson Wentz to go into Denver and take down the Denver Broncos. And then the Bengals need to beat the Steelers, and the Bengals make the playoffs. So I think if the Bengals get that last wild card spot and they're in the playoffs next week, Joe Burrow has to be the front runner for MVP.
I like that take because I think, like, there's no denying that if the Bengals do find themselves in the postseason, it is solely 100%
it's Joe Burrow.
Because of Joe Burrow dragging them there. And I mean, it would be epic. I don't necessarily see it happening because they only have 9 wins. And
right now, so as we enter week 18, the odds are Josh Allen minus 350, Lamar Jackson plus 230, Joe Burrow plus 3,000. That's some heavy lifting to get done in week 18.
Yeah,
not saying it's impossible. It's just tough.
Need a lot of help.
And I mean, like, if it were me and I'd
The Bengals need a lot of help by themselves.
Yeah, they do. And speaking of the help that the Bengals need, they need it from our guy, Carson Wentz, who's he's suiting up against the Broncos on a meaningless game for Kansas City. Means everything for the Denver Broncos. Carson Wentz has found himself under the tutelage of maybe the greatest quarterback guru in NFL history, Andy Reid. I just want to point out, we left Baker Mayfield for dead. We left Sam Darnold for dead. Let Carson Wentz be next year's Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold. Give the man another shot. The talent's in there.
By the way, Carson Wentz, well, Andy Reid said this week that he believes Carson Wentz should be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
You know what? You're damn right, buddy. And we're going to see that on display this coming week.
I am very intrigued by this game in the 420. I am so glad that the Eagles are at 1 o'clock.
I know.
Get this crap out of the way. At 4:30, we'll know, you know, are the Packers coming to the link? Are the Commanders coming to the link? And then we can all lock in that late window.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And watch Carson Wentz try and end the Broncos season.
I can't wait. And I will say, if I had a preference, I would much rather see the Bengals in than the Broncos. I just think the quarterback matchup is everything. And if they end up being the seventh seed, you get yourself Josh Allen versus Joe Burrow in that first round. Much preferable to Josh Allen versus a rookie quarterback on the road.
Bo Nix.
In the first round.
The Broncos have not done themselves any favors here down the stretch either. It feels like they're hanging on by a thread.
Yep. Welcome back. WIP Midday Show, sort of. I'm the only holdover left, Kyle Quinn.
And only for one day.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the Joe Giglio chair today. Buzz Wilson, we did switch earlier in the show, in case you're wondering why I'm the one bringing us back here. Buzz Wilson in the Hugh Douglas chair currently. You have not been as plant-based as I expected you to be
No.
when you sat down in that chair. We did not exchange takes. We just exchanged seats.
Correct. Yes. No.
Was it a little warm over there?
A little bit. But no, this has been a really fun show. Yeah. Again, I've had the chance to work with three different hosts in this time slot over these 4 days. Al twice, Rob Ellis once, and now you once. It's been a lot of fun working with each and every one of you guys. And this is a fun time slot. We were just saying during the break that this time slot, it moves fast.
It does. It really does. It snaps by, especially like when it's a Friday like today, and you know we have plenty of awesome callers all show. We will get to as many of those as we possibly can before we get out of here. Handing it off to John Johnson, who's once again filling in for the afternoon guys, starting at 2 p.m.
He's got snack of the afternoon at 5:30, so nobody, stay tuned for that.
Nobody fear. Snack of the afternoon's coming up.
See you, snack of the afternoon.
Yeah, right. In just a few minutes, Buzz and I will try and craft the perfect wild card weekend TV schedule for football. I will get to some calls in short order here. But, Buzz, I saw something that it shook me to my core because I never thought that this was a possibility of something that I even had to consider.
You saw snow in the forecast again?
No, well, you know, that I'm not too happy about, but I will eat my medicine with this. If what I just saw actually ends up happening, I might quit my job, dude. I will throw a temper tantrum. I will cry. I cannot live in a world where this is not the reality for me. So I'll just set the table here. I've, from beginning to end, been one of Howie Roseman's biggest fans. I may have wavered just a little bit after that 2020 season. That was a disaster. And the Carson Wentz contract was awful.
Sure.
But I love the way he rebounded from that. I believe that Howie Roseman is the singular best general manager in football. I think he's a Hall of Famer. He's the greatest general manager in Eagles history. And I'm not the only one that thinks that. Clearly, I will put this out there that Tony Pauline, who's a very connected individual, and this is not, I don't think this is him saying that this is necessarily a huge possibility, or he's hearing this, or he's reporting this. It's a little more speculative, if anything, but he says the Jets, who Howie Roseman grew up a lifelong fan of, by the way, this offseason, to think outside the box, do something crazy, such as offering Howie Roseman the keys to the franchise and an equity stake in the organization. So essentially, an offer that Howie Roseman cannot refuse is, I think, what he's getting at, right? Like, what that might entail could vary. But, Buzz, dude, if Howie Roseman, let me just be clear. I don't necessarily see it as that big of a possibility. Like, I think it'd be an idiot to leave what he has here and, you know, the camaraderie he has with Jeffrey Lurie and what Jeffrey Lurie allows him to do. I think he'd be insane to leave that for Woody Johnson and the Jets and that disaster. I cannot see Howie, like, I will do whatever it takes, Buzz, to keep Howie Roseman as the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, even if that means offering him a lifetime contract without a fire clause. I can't have this. I cannot have Howie Roseman leaving the Eagles organization.
There's no way. There is a 0% chance that Jeff Lurie allows Howie Roseman to walk out the door. The only thing the Jets would be doing in any case like this is perhaps giving him a raise so that Jeff Lurie has to match it.
Yeah.
Jeff Lurie just raised money with some investors at an $8.5 billion valuation for the team. I think he's got some money in his pocket to go spend on making sure that his general manager, who was kicked to the side of the building by Chip Kelly, who he loves, is about to win his third executive of the year. I don't think there is any chance he leaves the NovaCare complex. I don't think Howie Roseman would ever entertain this. You can stop shaking in your boots. He's not leaving.
I know. I can't even keep my hands steady over here.
Howie Roseman running the Jets. Come on.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a little bit far-fetched. But, like, look, these are connected people who are putting that out there. And, I mean, look, the Jets should be desperate at this point. But I don't think it's that
big of a possibility.
That's
great. They can give him a raise.
I hope this is
Howie Roseman's salary doesn't go against the salary cap. One of the players he pays.
You're right. That's right. Not my money either, as they say. I hope that's the last time that I see anything of that ilk. I cannot have Howie Roseman leaving the Philadelphia Eagles, I'll fight for it. I'll pick it outside the NovaCare if I have to do that. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about Jalen being a little bit rusty heading into the wild card round, considering, you know, it'll be about a month where he's only taken 12 meaningful snaps of NFL football? If you want to get in on the Saquon rushing record, been talking about that all week. And of course, Nick Sirianni's job status seemingly hanging in the balance with this postseason. Daniel in Coatesville wants to talk about Jalen Hurts. What's going on there, Daniel?
Not much. How's it going, fellas? Happy New Year.
Great, dude. Doing well. Happy New Year, man.
Doing good. One thing I wanted to comment on that I don't hear too many people talking about is the whole Jalen and the concussion thing. And my thought is I'm not too concerned with it in the near future. I'm not worried about him being rusty. I feel like watching that Cowboys game, whoever's in charge of getting these quarterbacks ready to play, they're doing their thing. You know what I mean? I feel like Jalen's going to be prepared. What I'm worried about is that we may have a Tua situation with Jalen and concussions.
Like, so you think they're adding up a little bit?
Sorry?
Are you saying you're worried that they're starting to add up a little bit?
Or like, is this going to be a common thing? Because of how he plays in every season, we're going to have to worry about playing Jalen for five games.
Sure.
And so that backup role as a backup quarterback becomes more and more important. So maybe we consider, you know what I mean, putting a little bit more investment and time into who's backing up Jalen. If because of how his style plays, and then concussions, usually when they happen again, they get worse.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point there, Daniel. Like, the reality of this situation with Jalen Hurts is that it's now, the third year in a row that he ends the season. Well, he wasn't missing time at the end of last year, but he had that ankle injury that he needed to get worked on in the offseason.
Yeah.
He missed time with the shoulder in 2022, and now the concussion this year. His style of play is conducive to somebody that might be banged up. And, I mean, look, this happens to Lamar Jackson all the time.
We used to see it with Michael Vick all the time.
Correct. Yeah. So I definitely think that there is something to that. Are you worried that he might be a little bit rusty, Daniel, if he does end up clearing concussion protocol next week and he just gets sort of thrown into the fire in that wild card game?
Nah, I don't believe he will be. I feel like mentally this is a spot where we want him to be. He responds well in these type of situations. And like I said before, these guys, whoever's in charge of having these quarterbacks ready, had Tanner McKee ready, had Pickett ready in a week. I'm not worried about that. I personally would let the starters play for the first half, mainly because of Jalen's absence. But even if he doesn't play, I'm not worried about it or going to account bad play to him being rusty. I'm just going to say this is Jalen.
No, you're right. I mean, look, if they start slow, then there is the argument that that's how he's looked when he's healthy for the majority of this year, Daniel. It's a good point, man. You got something that is long overdue?
Yeah, man. We got 12 interceptions this season on this defense. I love this defense. We got 12 interceptions, and no cornerback has an interception. And my man, CJ took one from the rookie last year.
Quinyon Mitchell had it intercepted from him last week.
Yeah, Quinyon does need an interception. I totally agree. And that probably was a huge reason that he's not the front runner for the defensive rookie of the year. He doesn't have the flashy stats, right? And you usually with defensive linemen, it's the sacks.
He is second, I believe.
Yeah. No, he is. But I think at this point, it's probably going to go to Jared Verse. Especially because the last 2 weeks, I mean, he got cooked once or twice, Quinyon.
It was
rare to see. But, he doesn't have the interceptions and now starting to fall off a little bit. So that looks to be a bit of a lost cause. Really, it would have been nice to have a defensive rookie of the year.
Really quick, one thing that I just heard Daniel allude to, and I've heard a number of callers in this very time slot allude to all week long, a mindset I do not get at all. Like in the preseason, sometimes you'll see teams play, and the Eagles don't do it anymore, but play guys for a quarter, maybe a half.
Yeah.
And some people saying, well, just play Saquon for a quarter or a half and see how he does. I think you're either all in or all out on this thing. You either go chase the record and see how long it takes. If you play him for a half and he gets to 70 yards, okay, now you're playing him still into the third quarter.
Sure.
Or if he's at 50 yards, you're playing him the full game. You can't tell Saquon you're going to play on Sunday, but you got to do it in the first two quarters.
Right. I guess I think the stipulation is you play the half and then reassess where you're at there. Like if he's... I think,
could he not go for all the people who think he could get it in the first half?
Yeah, he could.
Not,
well, he could.
He could do it
you're
all
right.
in the second half.
Sure.
So, in what scenario would have happened where you say we're going to play him for a half? What scenario would he not play the second half?
Yeah, like what's your cutoff, right? If he's at 15 carries and he only has 25 yards or something, is that a
great
situation where you're like
75 in the second half?
Right. So no, you're right. I mean, that's definitely something that they would have to consider.
So what would that game plan have looked like? Just run every single play. Why are you going to mix in any passing plays? No one cares.
You're the Giants. Why even put a secondary out there? Put eight defensive linemen.
You went deep and caught a touchdown? Yep. Big deal.
Yep. Yeah. That's that goal line formation there in Madden where you just line up everybody on the line.
At midfield.
And sell out to stop Saquon. I mean, who cares? Get beat over the top. They're the Giants. We want to lose anyway. Owen in Lower Gwynedd wants to talk about the Birds in the postseason. What's going on there, Owen?
Kyle, Darren, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Owen?
I've been hanging on for a while.
My man.
I wanted to throw something out that you addressed early in the show.
Yeah.
And that was the Phillies-Cubs game on July 4th.
Oh, were you there too?
I was there too, and I met Dan.
This is true. I saw Owen there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
it was like meeting royalty. I met him and his family.
Wow. Yeah, my parents got a big kick out of that. Getting recognized, being a WIP producer / host and getting recognized at Wrigley was pretty impressive.
How about it?
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
It's awesome, man.
And it's great to talk to Dan, not, three in the morning.
And
or
not Kyle.
Not Kyle.
Well, that too. I mean, Kyle.
One of us will be hosting this weekend at 2 a.m. Tune in to find out who.
And by the way, I'm glad all the Saquon stuff is done. I had to turn music on for a couple days. And I think they made the right decision.
All right. Well, what do you think about this whole idea that Jalen Hurts might be a little bit rusty going into the postseason? Does that worry you at all, Owen?
I think Tanner McKee's going to lead us, just like everybody thought in 2017 that Nate Sudfeld was going to do it, right?
Oh, Tanner Foles?
Yeah, how about it?
Nate Sudfeld was unstoppable in that game. People forget that.
Exactly.
He was.
Exactly.
Or he said so.
There was talk. Yeah, no. That's right. Even though he's by definition stoppable, they did not score.
By definition, they didn't score a single point, but he got stopped every single time, but he was unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
On the bright side, Jalen's going to be well rested for the playoffs.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess that is another way to look at it. It's rest versus rust. You're taking the side of the rest is going to be good for them. I would tend to agree. I just wonder about that rhythm and the timing in that first game there, whether, you know, if everything they build up, if they're going to be able to just sort of hit the ground running by the time they get back into the postseason.
They'll just run the ball because Saquon's there and he's well rested.
That's fair. All right, Owen, got something that's long overdue for us, bud?
Well, I had told Caleb the Flyers, since that's the longest.
Yeah. And you'd be right.
As a Philly season ticket holder, I want to change it to the Phillies.
Oh, okay.
I mean, right.
Not as long overdue as the Flyers.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
To be fair. But oops, sorry. I just did not mean to cut you off so abruptly there, Owen, in the middle of your phone call. I apologize, buddy. Do appreciate you calling in. What do you think, Buzz, before we figure out the schedule? One more call, and we'll see if we can squeeze another one in after?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's go to T in South Philly. Thinks the starters should play versus the Giants this week, T. What's going on, buddy? How upset with you that they're are you that they're not going to play the starters on Sunday?
I think it's like first of all, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Got it in before the buzzer.
Yeah, I think they should play him because, like, you know, Saquon came over here, gave us his all, and, you know, like, that is like a historical thing. Like, when he get older and he's sitting in there watching TV with his kids or whatever, like, they might be, like, so hyped to see a running back and thinking that, okay, Grandpa, yeah, you was okay, but this running back right now today is good. And then next thing you know, the running back get close to the rushing record, and then guess who gonna be seen on the TV?
That's right.
Big Grandpa.
Yep.
So like, it's reasons why people do stuff like that, and for somebody to not to say like, and a big thing that I'm about to say, but he's really like playing God, because you can't stop faith. Because at the end of the day, the Giants is the team who let him go, and then he organically had a good season. He wasn't really trying to get it. And then all of a sudden, the last game of the season, it's like a storybook.
Yeah, it's like poetic in a way, T. Super, like big time.
Yeah, now you play the Giants. And okay, like, all right, they say something about injuries and all that. That's a scared mentality. And the only thing that we're doing that I believe is we basically having a replay of 2023. Because last year we was going into the playoffs kind of scared as a fan base, like, dag, like, we look bad, like, I don't know, so we got to play our starters to try to get some good vibes to go into the last week when AJ got hurt. That's why we played, so we can try to get some good vibes.
Yeah.
because we was looking bad, and now all of a sudden we put that right back on ourselves of, like, being scared. We was already scared last year. Now we going back into the playoffs again being scared.
Morale was low, according to T in South Philly, heading into the postseason. I guess there's an argument to be made there. Yep. T, what do you got, man? Something long overdue.
The Russian record should be broken.
Way to tie it all in, buddy. Look, I agree. Like, the fact that every time somebody gets close, you bring up Eric Dickerson's name. He's the record holder. That would be the case for Saquon. I know he mentioned the fact that his family wants it worse. You know,
of course, it's
a legacy thing, man. It's super cool to have. I think the rushing record's the coolest thing in the NFL.
No, we don't want you to get it.
They're going to go pick it down the NovaCare too.
Yeah.
But
run the ball.
Yep. All right. So we'll try and squeeze another call in before we get out of here. But real quick, we did promise that we would try to assemble, Buzz, you and I, the ideal wild card weekend playoff TV schedule. So I'll just put out there. I'll put out there all the teams that are in and what seeds are in right now. We'll do it sort of as it stands currently.
We don't. There are still a few things that can move around.
Right.
You know, Denver might not make the playoffs.
Yes.
The Commanders and Packers could flip. But this, I think, the way the standings right now is. Fair to say it's the most likely scenario to hold.
I agree. And I think the one biggest stipulation here is that if it is the Bengals and not the Broncos, the schedule probably drastically changes in terms of what the TV companies want to do. Burrow and Josh Allen is an electric matchup there. So as it currently stands, we have the 2-seed Bills versus the 7-seed Broncos. The Ravens as the 3 versus the Chargers as the 6. Texans as the 4 versus the Steelers, who are 5. You have Eagles, Packers. Rams, Commanders, 3-6, and then the Bucks and the Vikings as the 4-5 matchup. Buzz, Saturday, I penciled in Texans and Steelers as the lock 4:30 game.
Well, that's the rule, as we all know. The Texans or whoever wins the AFC South absolutely owns the Saturday 4:30 time slot. For listeners to the Bill Simmons pod, that's the Shakey's Bowl time slot. It's always the worst game. It's the unwanted game. It's the forgotten child.
It's the weakest, I think.
The Saturday 4:30 is the weakest time slot. So therefore, for years, Matt Schaub used to own that time slot. So yeah, I agree with you. Saturday 4:30, and also I don't know how many people realize this. Amazon is getting a wild card game this year, and I believe that's locked into the Saturday 4:30 time slot.
You can give Allen and Kirk Texans Steelers.
I think we're getting Steelers at Texans on Amazon Saturday 4:30.
All right, and then 8:00. I'm curious where you who you put in here. I had the Rams and the Commanders in this one. I think it sort of fell as I was doing some of the other games first. This one felt like the most appropriate one to put in at 8 on Saturday night. Rams, Commanders.
So I differ from this. We have seen the Bills a number of times in the last few years play on Saturday night. That game they played a couple of years ago where it was like 5 degrees was on Saturday night. I actually don't know how much Burrow necessarily would switch this. They used to put Tom Brady on Saturday night all the time. It's a nice little time slot there. And also, CBS gets a game on Saturday and Sunday. It's not like the old days where it has to be AFC, but I'm still feeling an old-school AFC wild card matchup. Broncos at Bills, again, could be the Bengals on that Saturday, 8 o'clock.
All right, so I put the Bills and Broncos at what I think is the second weakest time slot of this entire
Sunday
weekend.
Sunday at
1 o'clock. I don't see any chance in the world that the Broncos make this a competitive game. Rookie quarterback going on the road against the MVP of the league. I think the Bills handle serious business against the Broncos. I think that's a lock for the 1 o'clock game. Now, where I differ from you is that I do believe if this was Joe Burrow and the Bengals going into Buffalo, that makes this
a Saturday
night game, prime time. That's an awesome matchup. So I had Bills Broncos at 1.
So I have Fox carrying Vikings Bucks here.
Okay.
But we've seen the Buccaneers in the 1 o'clock. The Eagles played the Buccaneers in a playoff game in 21. That was the Sunday 1 o'clock time slot. Buccaneers, not a huge TV draw. Vikings, also not great. You know, that feels like, or could be the Lions also. It feels like the Buccaneers in a 70-degree day in Tampa host a Sunday 1 o'clock playoff game.
Okay, I see that. Now, I'm not sure. I feel like we might both agree on this one, and maybe this is just the idealistic Eagles fan in us, but Eagles-Packers feel Sunday 4:30 to me.
I think the best time slot of the weekend is Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Okay, you've got the prime. Both are primetime games.
Because NBC usually gets the first pick, and 8 o'clock every week is the main slot, Sunday Night Football, right?
Yep.
So it feels like Packers-Eagles could be Sunday Night Football.
Sure.
And then that would slot the Chargers-Ravens in a dusk in Baltimore. That feels like CBS 4:30.
So we flip-flop those. I had Ravens-Chargers at 8:15. And then finally, This is where I put the Bucs and the Vikings. I'm assuming this is where you had Rams, Commanders.
Rams.
Okay.
I think it's a slightly LA versus Commanders. Okay. I think it's a better draw than Vikings.
Sure.
Bucks.
Okay. I think they're somewhat similar matchups, like juice wise. So I did. We both put those games in the 8 o'clock time slot. It's tough to call which one I think is going to be more competitive between the Rams and Commanders. They both could be really good games. I mean, the Bucs are feisty, and they will be home. No, they won't be. So Minnesota would be home in this one.
In which one?
In Bucs Vikings. So
no, Buccaneers would be home. They won the division.
All right. So
even though the Vikings would have whoever. That's why this game is Sunday night.
And it is juicy then because if the Lions
Vikings game, one of these teams is going to have 14 wins and go on the road wild card weekend. And by the way, really quick gripe.
Such a tough draw, man.
Really quick gripe, because we've had this expanded playoff system now for, 4 or 5 years? It's no longer super wild card weekend.
No.
It's just regular. This is the new norm. It's no longer. It is super, but it's not super wild card weekend relative to. It's not new anymore. The same way that you can't say Happy New Year beyond January 3rd, it's no longer super wild card weekend. Yeah. It's just regular wild card weekend.
I would also add, this is probably the most opportune time for a 7 seed. To have a good chance against a 2 seed. Unfortunately, it's us on the brunt end of that one, being the 2 seed against a feisty team.
Well, then like it could be the Broncos going to Buffalo. Yeah,
that's right.